Good morning. I'm Lee Rashier.
And I'm Allison Missel. Welcome once again to Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you up to date on all the news at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Annual Garrigan Calendar Drive ended this past week, and it was another great success. During the two-week event, Garrigan and Seton students sold 2,681 school event calendars. Mr. Whelan's team at Seton finished in first place overall, while at Garrigan, Mr. Kohlhaas and Deacon Larson's team took top honors. Other top teams include Mrs. Evans and Mrs. Kohlhaas's teams at Seton, the team headed by Mrs. Miller and Miss McCall at Garrigan.
Garrigan sophomore Brett Capatius was the top seller overall, taking over that honor from his brother who graduated last year. Brett sold 80 calendars, edging out Casey Arndorfer, who sold 75. Bridget Murphy finished third place, Kendra Rothler was fourth, Paige Fox fifth, and Samantha Kolash sixth. Holly Berkland, Jake Rosemeyer, and Mallory Borman were 7th, 8th, and 9th. There was a tie for 10th place between Melanie Myers and Cassie Rising, each of whom sold 22 calendars. Other top sellers include Christopher Schmidt, Tyler Lollier, Laura Richter, Brian Patterson, and Emily Bell, as well as Emma Plath, David Miller, Katrina Even, Jake Kaiser, Dorothy Kirsch, and Lydia Redding.
Money raised from the calendar drive goes to support the school's transportation budget. Over the summer, we bought a red van to help get people to and from school events. In the near future, we'll be updating the school Suburbans, and new buses are also in the future plans. With gas prices going higher and higher, a lot of schools are cutting back on transportation or charging student fees to travel to out-of-town events. At Garrigan, though, the calendar drive helps us keep transportation costs reasonable.
While homecoming is still three weeks away, this past week the senior class nominated the Royal Court for this year's event. The Queen candidates for 2007 are Katie Buckle, Carrie Courtney, Macy Fickbaum, Meredith Myers, and Gina Rasmussen. On the King's side, candidates include Lee Brashear, David Frieders, Mike Garman, Shane Coob, and John Parrish. Congratulations, homecoming Royal Court.
People sometimes wonder what the kids do when school dismisses early for in-service. This past week, we saw a presentation on our school's annual progress report and comprehensive improvement plan. Any report like that always combines good news and bad news. The teachers learned that there were some goals we fell short in that will need more work in the coming years. But they also found Garrigan and Seton were far above both the state and national averages on achievement test scores.
The script program has become well-established at Garrigan. Every week, parents, teachers, and friends of the school buy thousands of dollars worth of gift cards for local and national businesses. With each script purchase, a portion of the price is donated directly back to the school. At Garrigan, most families use this money to reduce the cost of their own children's tuition, though some people who no longer have students here put their earnings into a tuition assistance fund that supports anyone who needs help to attend our school. Jill Book and Barb Stentz coordinate the script program at Garrigan.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Shane Coob. Here with details on him is Macy Fickbaum.
Shane Coob is known as Buddha by all his friends. That's even the name that appears on the good luck poster on his locker. Buddha is one of the returning letter winners who is at the core of the Golden Bear football team. He's also a four-year member of student council who is one of this year's senior class co-presidents. Shane is active in Quiz Bowl, and he's also been involved in choir, speech, and drama. Once football is over, he'll be competing in intramural basketball. Buddha will be at college next year, and we wish him the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Macy. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, the volleyball team is hosting the Bishop Garrigan tournament this morning. Then tomorrow, autumn begins.
There's no school at Garrigan or Seton Monday, although the Algona Community Schools are in session. Our teachers will be attending the Diocesan Ministries Conference in Spencer.
Monday night, the cross-country team runs in the Algona meet at the Whittemore Golf Club. Also on Monday, the JV football team plays at Mason City Newman.
Tuesday is picture day for the freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. The volleyball team hosts Eagle Grove that night, and there's freshman football, with the Bears hosting Clarion.
Wednesday morning, we'll have a healthy activity day with everyone in school participating in four different activities that promote a healthy lifestyle. Then on Thursday, the volleyball team travels to Webster City.
Next Friday, the football team travels to Manly to play Central Springs. Then on Saturday, the Solid Gold Marching Band will compete in Algona Band Day.
That's the bare facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Good day.